Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what you
Hey, everybody,
life
super, super welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. Oh, my gosh. It has been a while. I want to get you all caught up about why it's been a while, but I want to give a little shout out to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B.
Howdy, Pat. Good to chat with you again.
Good to be chatting with you.
Yeah.
You know, so I've done a couple of things different this year, and I wanted to explain it to the audience, and then I want to explain why. Because it's the basis for today's show and an announcement for everybody. And so here's what I know, and I'm going to say it. And Jessica's here, too. And I think my guest will be here shortly, and I'll give Jessica an update on that. But here's my guest. We're going to talk today, Benny, about women in the zone. My special guest is Jim Fannin. Let me just tell you about this. Now, for those of us that play sports, you know, we know the value of a coach. I think we know the value of a coach. I think many of you know the value of a coach. But the question really is, there are coaches and then there are coaches. I was so fortunate. And Benny, you've heard me talk about Sam Haven, my first table tennis coach. I was so fortunate that I still to this day don't understand why this man wanted to coach me in table tennis when I was in my 20s. But this amazing guy, Sam Haven, he was the national table tennis champion in Ghana, Africa. His mom was an amazing entrepreneur there. And just by, I'm just going to say it, happenstance. Is that like even a word? Is that like a word? Okay. Mm-hmm. This is my view. We think that just by, coincidence, he happens to walk in a club in Westfield, New Jersey, when I got the full cast on, because, Benny, softball, tore the, you know what, out of my left knee in a field, outfield. When that thing pops, you can hear that from outfield. And they didn't put the divots back. Divots, right? They had a horse show out there. And they didn't. And that was the end of that. But the man walks in and he sees me in this cast. And he asked me a couple of silly questions. Not so silly. But he asked me what I was doing there. What are you doing? He had this little cool accent. What are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm like, what does it look like I'm doing? I'm practicing. No, what are you doing? This went on for about 5 minutes. And I said, well, this is the only thing I could do. I got a full cast on. It's the best I can do. And he said to me, I'm going to teach you something and I'm going to be your coach. Some people say I was the first woman. I don't know this. I don't have any facts. Some people say I was the first woman in the United States to learn how to loop the ball the way that Sam Haven, they called him the snake, could loop the ball. I don't know if that's true, but I know I was close. I think I was in the top 10. You see, Jim Fannin is the coach of champions. He is the world's number one coach of champions. And for years, 50 plus years, he has been, I like to think about working in the shadows, and this is going to explain where I've been. He has been working with the top of the top. You know their names. If I gave you their names, you would know their names. But here's what happens. When you are someone like Jim, and you have created the most incredible set of tools, right? You want to find, you can go to jimfannin.com. But if you're Jim, you're America's zone coach. He created the whole zone coach platform. He has coached more champions in sports, business, and life than anyone on earth in over 50 years. He is one of the world's foremost thought leaders, more than life, business, or sports. He's a change your life coach. And I've had the opportunity of working with him now for almost 6 months. And we've done some really cool things together. He has this proven blueprint. Why am I telling you all of this? Because Jim is keeping a promise he made to his mother, his mom, on her deathbed. And he promised her. She said, Jim, you need to take SCORE. And I'll tell you what SCORE is in a minute. SCORE is Jim's proprietary success system, S-C-O-R-E. And I'll tell you what that stands for in a minute. Jim, you got to take it. And he's got his mom in his arms. And he didn't know she was going to die. He didn't know that. And he promised to do that. This is the year he's doing that. He is taking everything he knows out into the world. And if you want to know more about him, I'll tell you. You know, we're talking about from anonymity almost to the masses, because he works with people in private, the top of the top. Ann Grossman is the president of the Women's Tennis Association. Mm-hmm. There are so many people that he has helped. You know their names. As a matter of fact, he interviewed one of the top pitchers for the Miami Marlins the other day. And he is helping me, Benny. Believe it or not, Benny, did you ever think that I would need help with my ping pong game? And he is helping me with that. But more than that, he supports people in ways that you can't even imagine. So I want to tell you where I've been. I've been at this place where I, too, have been called to come out from the shadows. And Benny knows this. Once upon a time, I was out there. I was giving talks. But I had work to do to get the network going. I had work to do for all of you, the audience, the best audience on the planet. Just saying. Hasn't changed. But here's what's happening on May 18th. That's a couple of days away. If I'm Jim, and I have access to the world leaders in pretty much every arena, and I could open up an event. He built an entire training headquarters facility in Illinois, Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois. 100 people, 100 seats. He could have had any venue there, any venue. He could have had a sports venue there. And athletes would have flocked there from all over the world. He could have done that. Business. He could have had a business venue. This is his inaugural opening of his headquarters, May 18th. 100 seats live. If you haven't booked your plane ticket, don't worry, it'll be online. But he decided to do an event called Women in the Zone. Now, I want to tell you why this is important to me. You all know, Benny, you know this. You all know where I've been. You know that we have supported women in the world in many, 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 many ways. But I want to tell you guys something. You know about us. You know about my flagship station here, AM 1150. Know about support. But Mr. Fannin, my hat goes off to you. This is someone could have had anything happen. But his first event, keeping his promise to his mama, and you all know me, I studied broken promises. So this was so amazing to hear him. May 18th, Women in a Zone event. Now, if you have not heard of it or you don't know how to hear of it, Jessica's going to put a bunch of things on the Facebook screen here or YouTube, whatever we're on here. Go to jimfannin.com. Jim, F as in Frank, I, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, I-N.com. Right at the top, it'll say Women in the Zone. Why? He's not just doing this live. That's not the Jim Fannin way. This is going to be broadcast everywhere. It's going to be 100 seats, first 100 people. I'm not quite sure where we are. Jessica's got to give me a head count for that. And then all of you everywhere, May 18th, it starts in the morning. I will be speaking there. I'm also the MC, and I am going to be joining the most incredible Ann Grossman, a former tennis player, champion. Why? Because that's what Jim does. Jim develops champions. We're going to take a short break when we come back. We're going to talk about the zone. We know at the Transformation Network, we know what the past 3 years have been for you guys. I also know what Jim Fannin has been thinking about, what he's been visualizing about, what he's been seeing in front of him. How do I know that? Because it's there. It's there. Headquarters, training center, offices. Jim Fannin, zone coach, world's number one, champion of champions, making me a better table tennis player and giving me an invitation to join him. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you're going to hear it right from Jim. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Oh, my goodness. We have got talk radio for all of us.
Really, thank you for blazing the trail for women in talk radio and just being such an inspiration to me and so many other people. What you're doing is so awesome. And, you know, without people like you there to, like, really step out of the box and go for it, I don't know if someone like me would have ever ended up here, but I'm so happy to be here. And, I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. You're one of my major inspirations.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Pat here, host of the Dr. Pat Show. For about 20 years, you've heard me talk about silver and the importance of silver. I've been looking upside down and sideways to find silver that was the highest quality, and I think I found it. No, actually, I know I found it. I discovered this in my own healing journey, and that's what we used for me. Amio Life has the most advanced silver available today. All things that harm our health is what it takes care of. Now, I thought I'd seen it all because I've been on this journey for 20 years with silver, but I've not quite found anything like AmioLife. The folks and our friends at AmioLife have put together a special discount for your first purchase of 20% off. AmioLife.com. AmioLife.com. Remember to give them a call. Tell them Dr. Pat sent you at 1-800-422-8148. I've already sent it to my naturopath.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Do you feel stuck in a system that seems broken? Are you longing to have meaning in your life? Tune in to Banking on Burlesque, the propelling point of change with
me. Everybody, welcome. Welcome back. I told you Mr. Jim Fannin was going to join me here today, and I gave you a little sneak peek. Remember I said to you before the break, I explained a little bit about who Mr. Fannin is, Jim. You know, when you create something awesome and you've been using it to help many, many, many people, that's why he's the number one. He's the coach of champions. But I said something to you before the break, and what I said was he could have had an event at his brand new headquarters, and you can only imagine the vision that he had. He could have had any event. He could have had top business leaders from all over the world. He could have had sports athletes. He could have had women. It's Women in the Zone. Today, you're going to hear from him himself, Mr. Jim, what makes him tick. Jim, great to have you. I hear the ticking.
Tick, 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 Dr. Pat. I'm in the zone. And so are you. It's always great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you. Jim, I want to get to this. I gave people a sneak peek about 50 plus years, top of the game, helping people be at the top of the game. I talked about the interview you did the other day. The question for you is, when did you know? Was it walking in the woods with your grandpa? When did Jim know that Jim was going to beat the Jim?
I weighed 3 pounds preemie, and my dad said if I was a fish, he'd have thrown me back in. And my brother, who I never met, died when he was 11 months old. So, you know, mom and dad were like 911. Oh, my goodness. You know, what are we going to do with this kid? My mother wasn't a nurse at that time. And they were both struggling. And we lived in Ashland, Kentucky, where I was born. But just like that, we moved way up into the hills to be with my grandmother, who was an RN. And her brother, twin brother, who was a doctor, and the local mine had a clinic owned by my uncle, and my mom and dad went and worked there. But they did that so that my grandmother could look after me. They didn't know if I was going to survive a year or not. So I was a fighter from day one. Fannins are fighters. My dad was a pro boxer. Not a good one, I found out, but he was a boxer. I don't think he was not a world champion or anything. But that's how I grew up. My grandfather, Cherokee Indian, moonshiner, and the sheriff of Letcher County. What a name for a county, Letcher County. And that's how I was raised. So my walks in the woods with him, where he taught me the ways of the woods and how to read the woods, and that I was special. They convinced me I was special from day one. And, you know, in the first 60 months of our lives, we learn more in that time than the rest of our life accumulative. And that's where I learned to be a giver. I learned to care about the woods and care about animals and care about my family. And I never heard my mom and dad say a swear word. I don't remember them saying a negative word. They both had 5 jobs between them, even working in the clinic. Mom was doing picking stems off strawberries in a kind of like Lucille Ball in the factory where the strawberries, and my mom did that, and she got seasick from doing that. So I watched them struggle. I lived on a dirt floor. I go, Mommy, am I poor? Are we poor? You hungry? No. Well, then you ain't poor. Okay. But I don't have a floor. I said, well, you know that Etch-a-Sketch game that you always wanted for Christmas? Yeah. You have the world's largest Etch-a-Sketch game. I'm like, what? And she got down on her hands and knees and she said, it's clean dirt. I broom it every day. I don't know what that means. That's what. And she got on her hands and knees, and we played tic-tac-toe on my floor. And she said, you have the greatest bedroom in the world. And unlike the Botts boys up the holler, there's 5 in 1 bedroom. You got your own bedroom. And the plank that you walk on to go out to the kitchen, you're going to have the best balance of any ball player up here. So I was just totally convinced I had the world's greatest room. I'm not poor. Outhouse, well water, no electricity. And I think I'm really well off. Yeah. And that's how I was raised.
And, you know, that's why I ask you that question, because there's something that happens when that seed is planted or when you're given that seed. There's something that happens. Now, you know, part of it is, what do we do with it? You know, what do we do with it? And that's the next part for you, right? Because you did something with that.
Well, I met a man when he was in his 70s, 80s. Professor R.W. Ross, African-American philosophy professor. He was the director of the YMCA tennis program. in Central Park, Ashland, Kentucky. And I just thrown a one hitter in baseball, but I made the error that lost the game. And I was bummed, and my dad was more than bummed. And it made the newspaper, fan and error loses game. And I was traumatized. And coming home from that, my neighbor, who wasn't a great athlete, said, "You want to play tennis?" And I go, "Yeah." And I went down and just beat him to, because I was an athlete and he wasn't. But I went, "I like this tennis. I liked it immediately." And then when I met Professor Ross, I was reading a magazine, Dr. Pat, on world tennis about two Italian boys traveling the world. And they were traveling the world. They had written a diary on their junior travels. They were my age. And I'm reading it in a magazine. And I was on a park bench reading it. And Professor looked over my shoulder and said, "Well, won't you play tennis with these boys?" I go, "How you do that?" He said, "Shut your eyes, unhinge your jaw. Can you see them in the magazine? Can you make it like a cartoon and make them move?" And I shut my eyes and I started hitting tennis balls with these guys. And he said, "You're going to travel with them?" I go, "I've never been on an airplane." He said, "Don't you think it's time? Shut your eyes." And he walked me up into the bowels of an airplane, put on a seatbelt. I'd never been on an airplane and wouldn't be on one for probably another 7 years. And I played tennis with these guys. I'm not going to tell you I visualized it, Pat, every single night, but I thought it about in an inordinate amount of time. 12 years later, I'm coaching Adriano Panatta, Paolo Bertolucci on the Italian Davis Cup team on the way to the world finals against my own United States. And I stood up for the national anthem, even though I'm competing against my own country. And I stood up for the Italian anthem. Didn't even, first time I'd heard it, quite frankly. here we are on the world stage. So a little vision from a little guy who, Professor Ross took me under his wing. He taught me how to teach. When I was 12, I taught the 6-year-olds. 14, I taught the 8s. And when I went to college, I took over the entire program for the city. I worked really for the city YMCA. And that's how I got started. I've always been a coach, a teacher from day one. Thank you, professor. Philosophy professor. And his grandfather was a slave in Alabama. And he was the father of two, not one, Tuskegee Airmen.
Wow.
Tough guy. Didn't speak a lot. Oh, my gosh. I owe the professor everything. He got me off and running in a new career, and I never looked back. I've been doing the same thing 60 years.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Not 50, 60. And I taught every summer, to get my way out of Appalachia. I love my old Kentucky home, but man, I didn't want to be in a local mine. My dad took me down a mile into a mine, said, "If you don't go to college, well, Dad, can you pay for it?" "No, you either get a scholarship or you're going to be working in this mine." We went in the mine. I'm like, "Oh, I'm not doing this. This was disgusting. It was horrible. It was claustrophobic." And then he took me to Armco Steel. And there's these grown men, old men, 40 years old. I'm teenager. They were taking these big sheets of steel in 120 degrees. And he goes, "You're either going to work here or the mine or get a scholarship." And I didn't know if I thought I could get one in baseball. I was a great pitcher in baseball or tennis. And, I made up my mind it was tennis. Of course, my dad wanted me to be a boxer. And I'm like, "Oh, my goodness, please. I'd rather be a lover, not a fighter." That's another story how I got out of boxing. And, the next thing I know, I'm just coaching the best in the world. I attracted it. And that visualization of when I was 11, who would have thought that manifested into its physical equivalent? But I thought about it. It tucked me in bed at night that summer, and it woke me up the next morning.
I love that, Jim, because, you and I, and this show is not about me, but I'm going to tell you this. You and I have had that influence. You heard me talk about my stepmom on your show. And, this is a woman that gave us girls choice, myself, Joyce, and Doris, the three of us a choice. And she knew that she couldn't get to me. She couldn't get through my thick skin. So she sent me over to my uncle's at Philip at the tobacco company and put me in the conveyor belt and said, you can do this or you could do something else.
Life choices. You know, we all come to, all of us come to a crossroad in our life. At 11, that was a crossroad in my life. I left the hills. I'd moved back to the big city, Ashland, Kentucky. But, you know, my first from birth to the third grade, I was in the hills. Muck Roberts Holler, a suburb of Hazard. Where's Hazard? Well, where's McRobert? There was no post office. There was no mail delivery. There was no newspaper. We just lived up the Fannins are up the holler. You know, that was about it.
Well, you know, so, the reason I ask you these questions is because before you came on, I talked about another vision you had. And I talked about what you're creating today. And maybe we can call it a milestone. Maybe we can call it, you know, that next thing. Maybe we can call it a manifestation of something that we had inside of us. But it's coming to life. There's a lot of years in between it, but it's coming to life because of those years, isn't it?
It is. I had a European speaking tour. I think it was 10 cities in Europe. There was a promoter, and I'm going on stage, and I get paid, but it was great. You know, paid well. And my mother called. She had become the director of a school of nursing, worked her way up even to a master's degree. Very impressive watching her do this. And of course, acorns don't fall far from the tree. And I had that work ethic. And she said, I'm getting a stent put in. Baby, everything's going to be all right. Go on your trip to Europe. I said, Mom, I'm not going. And she got upset with me, and I didn't go. I told the promoter wasn't very happy, but I didn't go. And I went to see my mother. She has a successful heart stent. You know, it happens every 5 minutes today. Doctor comes in, says, your mom's fine. She'll be out soon. And I waited and I waited. Dr. Pat, I'm a remote viewer. My grandfather was. I can shut my eyes, clear my mind, and open up a window, and I can go into the future, the past, and see and feel in real time what will happen or what has happened. I mean, I have this blessing of a gift, and I shut my eyes, and I saw two people hovering over my mother, frantic, in some back room. I go to the nurse's stand, I go, where's my mom? Now, this is a hospital where she was the director of school of nursing. Everybody knew my mother. And an hour went by, 2 hours went by. We're approaching the third hour. And man, I said, bring my mother right now, or I'm going to hunt her down wherever she is. I'm going to go into every room. I go back into her room, and two nurses brought her in, and they were crying. They were her former students. And they were crying. Successful surgery, but they dropped my mom, big woman, dropped her off the gurney, and she hit the wheel and sliced her kidney, and she's dying of kidney failure. Something that she didn't even go in for. And she looked horrible, and she's trying to talk to me. I said, Mommy, relax. And I bent down to her, and she whispered, but it was a whisper demand. It was a quiet demand. Promise me. Take SCORE, my thought management program, take it to the masses. Mom, relax, Mom. Everything's going to be all right. Promise me, take it to the masses. I said, Mom, I promise I will. And she died in my arms. And I'm holding her. And the nurses were crying, and very surreal. I don't know what that meant. I didn't know how to do that. Technology wasn't there to the masses. But if you look at my career, I wrote a book in 78 and didn't write another book till 2006. And I had many books I could write. I was in the trench coaching the best in the world, gone 48 weeks, sometimes a year, traveling. I felt I was taken to the masses, but I'm talking to the masses verbally and physically. Well, fast forward today, technology. Right now, somebody can be listening to me in India or Pakistan, or doesn't matter where. And so after COVID, I decided, I'm going all in. I'm going to take this to the masses. Where's it going to lead me? I don't know. I don't care. I'm doing it. I'm going to fulfill that wish. My mom, she believed in me. She believed in my program. She changed by using my own mother used my program and told everybody about it. And that's what I'm doing Thursday, Dr. Pat. That's why I'm so humbled that you would come in to speak. And we've got Ann Gross, international tennis star, coming in to speak. And I'm going to speak, and we're going to do a panel. But this is all dedicated to my mom and all the strong women in my life. I mean, my goodness, even my dogs were females. I never had a male. I had a lot of dogs. I never had a male dog. I don't know why, but from my grandmother, a nurse, my mother, a nurse, my daughter's now a trauma nurse, and all the women in my life have really made me who I am. That's why athletes say, hi, mom. They'll say, hi, dad. I love my dad. My dad was instrumental in my life. But mom is the one that always knew. And how did she know? She, a little bird told me. I go, man, I got a BB gun. Where's that bird? I mean, my mom always knew when I was doing something I shouldn't be doing. I don't know how that happened, but later now I realize how it happened. A mother's intuition, there's nothing stronger than a mother's intuition. Give me that anyway. And that's why I'm doing this. My advisors thought I was nuts, and why don't you charge? And, nobody's buying office space. I mean, I got a 75-seat training center. What am I doing? I'm taking it to the masses, and I'm not looking back. I've taken down my rear view mirror, and I'm having fun. I'm excited.
Okay, we're going to talk about this when we come back from break. Total fun, total excitement. There's something I love about this, and we're going to talk about this when we come back. You got to be awake to see, and when the cues of life show up, when you get that little, let's call it intuition, when you get that, when you get the sign, you get a sign. It's why I'm here with Benny.
We're all awake. We're all awake. We're not all aware.
We are not. When we come back, we're going to go from awareness to amazing. This event, May 18th, y'all listening to this now, May 18th, when I come back, I'm going to tell you how you can do it. You're going to go get your ticket for the online event. It is free. Jim was not kidding. It's really free, and it's free in person. When we come back, we're going to talk about it, talk a little bit about what's going on, why this is so important, and what does it mean to step into the zone with Jim Fannin. Let's take a short break, Benny, Jessica. Benny, I think you're going to have to get that jackhammer out for me, okay? Let's take a break. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, everybody. Oh, my goodness. We have got talk radio for all of us.
Really, thank you for blazing the trail for women in talk radio and just being such an inspiration to me and so many other people. What you're doing is so awesome. And, you know, without people like you there to, like, really step out of the box and go for it, I don't know if someone like me would have ever ended up here, but I'm so happy to be here. And, I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. You're one of my major inspirations.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Pat here, host of the Dr. Pat Show. For about 20 years, you've heard me talk about silver and the importance of silver. I've been looking upside down and sideways to find silver that was the highest quality, and I think I found it. No, actually, I know I found it. I discovered this in my own healing journey, and that's what we used for me. Amio Life has the most advanced silver available today. All things that harm our health is what it takes care of. Now, I thought I'd seen it all because I've been on this journey for 20 years with silver, but I've not quite found anything like Amio Life. The folks and our friends at Amio Life have put together a special discount for your first purchase of 20% off. AmioLife.com, AmeoLife.com. Remember to give them a call Tell them Dr. Pat sent you at 1-800-422-8148. I've already sent it to my naturopath.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Yeah, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Transformation Talk Radio, Transformation Network. My very special guest today is Jim Fannin. I would love all of you, and I know Jessica is putting a lot of things up on the video version of this, but if you're listening, like many of you do, please go to Jim's website, Jim Fannin, F as in Frank, A-N-N-I-N.com. And right on the top menu, you're going to see something called Women in the Zone. When you click on that, you're going to be able to register now. Yes, it is a live event right there in his brand new headquarters, and it is also going to be streamed online. So please pay it forward, pass it on. All you need to do is register. We just are trying to just get a sense of who, what, where. Somebody else is. I don't think Jim and I are counting those, but somebody else is just making sure we're treating you all really, really, really well. I'd love to have you all be there. I am, of course, going to be there. I'm going to MC it. I'm also doing a little talk, little keynote. Ann Grossman, she's going to be doing a fabulous keynote. Then Jim. And then we're doing something really special, and that is a panel. And that is the three of us sitting up there and people, questions. We love questions.
No subject off limits.
No, questions. No. The deal. So please join us. It's May 18th. Linda's favorite number, 18th. Linda said to me, he picked May 18th, you know. I said, of course, what's the deal with the May 18th? She said, you know, that's my number. That's on every jersey, every softball tournament I've ever won. I said, oh, yes, you're right. Why is that important to Linda? Because the journey is important as it is to Jim. It's the journey. This is a pivotal year for us. This is a pivotal year for many people. But what is the journey that gets us here, Jim? Because I had a mentor say to me, yeah.
Pat, unfortunately, yeah. I've had six people die in my arms, and four that I've loved with all my heart. My grandmother, my best friend died in my arms at 15, my mom, my dad. And two strangers. I owned a big sports club, 60,000 square foot club, and I've given mouth to mouth to people and saved their lives at my club who've had heart attacks. Two people I didn't. But the one unique thing, when people transition, there was a peacefulness, a calmness. It's hard to explain, but I didn't feel them leave forever. I even though I'm holding someone and they've transitioned, I could feel the energy still in the room. And I realized that we're all energy. There is an end game. There on my back, there's probably an indelibly etched, you know, when I'm going to transition. If that's the truth and no one's ever escaped it, what's the rush? What's the hurry? Seriously?
It's not like catching the subway, Jim.
Right. You got to enjoy the journey. And I do every single day. I mean, that is our motto, and our enjoy the journey. Yeah, but what if it's negative? Well, I'm going to learn something about me. I mean, the key is, who am I? Why do I do what I do? And where am I going? And what is all of this? Well, you don't ask that at 20. I did. I sat in my 20s. My grandfather, we talked about that when I was 6, 7, 8, going up into the woods. And you've got to live, laugh, dance, sing every day, and give energy. You know, life, when it goes the opposite way, that energy backs up like a toilet. And it doesn't know anywhere to go. It can't go in the skeleton system, that energy. It can't go in the organs of the body. It goes right to the muscles. And the first muscle, it goes right to the jaw. Everybody, you all can press in right now. Just push in the mandible. If that's tender, that's negative stress that's backed up like a toilet, and you're holding it in your jaw. And that's why we have the palm tree segment. Just, you got to unhinge the jaw. Most people are breathing 15, 17 breaths a minute. You get panicked a little bit, a little stress. You're over 20. You get to 24, you might be breathing out of a paper bag. So all my clients have lowered the breathing under 10 breaths a minute. And we laugh every day and we enjoy the journey. The journey's not easy. And then I have some clients that come in and they say, here's my Mount Everest. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh, okay. You sure that's your vision? Hall of Fame, number one in the world? I've had people flying from Norway, from Spain. I want to be number one in the world. And I saw them play tennis. And I'm like, this is not going to happen. And I let them figure it out. In fact, one of them flew all the way here to be trained. And he said, could I be number one in the world? And I said, no. Well, today he's their best coach in Scandinavia. Mm. And he's helping other people chase their own Mount Everest. But in chasing a Mount Everest, you've got to enjoy the climb. You got to enjoy the wall of scrutiny once you get good. I mean, I coach the best in the world. You get to a certain place, everybody's critical. Everybody's judging you. Everybody's taking pot shots at you. Your critics are. Your competition is. That's not for everybody. And then that's when I'm training people. You got to be alone in a crowd. You got to manage your own thoughts. And you are what you think. Thank you, Aristotle. But we didn't break it down as how you do that. How do you think less, produce more in a world where we've had more data, more information, and consequently, we're not great decision makers. We're not. We don't make great decisions on our own wellness. We don't make great decisions on our business. We don't make great decisions. We put our head in the sand in our relationships, especially if it's not going well. And we're all awake. We're not all aware. Everybody wake up, see where you are, own where you are, because you got yourself there, and then set your course of what you want to do with the potential that you have. And that's what I've done for a living for all my life. We design life blueprints, and I've got a program that we'll customize to show you how to manifest it if you have the potential to do that.
But you're giving people three things. Yeah.
Tell me again.
Listen, you're not. Here's what I want to say about Mr. Jim Fannin. When you're listening to him, I want to tell everybody listening, I said this, you're the best audience on the planet. And remember, I told you, I promised you I would bring you the tools you needed this year. I told you that. And here we go. Jim Fannin very casually mentioned the blueprint, but I want to mention something, because in the short time I've known him, not really short, I have learned and my game has changed. Why? Score. S-C-O-R-E. If you have not listened to the Jim Fannin Show, please go to jimfannin.com, click on the YouTube channel, click on the show, listen to these shows, especially this couple in there I love. But I want to tell you, it's not that. It's blueprint, score. Now, I want to tell you all something else. zone coach. So that's what I want to say. And I'd love for you to talk to these because you created things, Jim, for people, not just your mom says, take it to the masses, but you have created a proven platform of coaching tools that people can use. And that's what you're bringing to the, tell us about that, because I'm telling you, I know what self-discipline, right? Concentration.
In 1974, I'd already coached the governor of Ohio. I look back and go, oh my goodness, I'm not sure I knew what I was doing, but hey, I'm 24. My naivete helped me do that. I was coaching top athletes already, definitely tennis players. But I thought, boy, something's missing. Am I really giving them the best pathway? How can I be better? And I had about 50 grand to my name in 1974. And I invested all of it in three PhDs at Ohio State in an independent research project just for me. My advisors at that time told me, what's wrong with you? This is not a, you should invest in plastics, as the graduate, they told Dustin Hoffman, plastics, young man, invest in real estate. No, I paid three PhDs at Ohio State. We tested 250 children between the age of 4 and 8. And I discovered five markers that all humans possess. And these five markers trigger natural body chemistry, each of them. And the first marker really came about not only during the research, but simultaneously in 74, I interviewed 100 world champions. And I ask them one question, why are you great? What makes you great? Why are you better than everybody else? What do you do? And every single person said, I had a vision, I had a plan, and I stuck to it. And I thought, wow, nothing great happens without a blueprint. But you have to have the self-discipline, the willingness, the commitment. That's a hard thing, making that first step, commitment. To stay with routines, to reach well-defined goals that take you to a vision. Self-discipline is, it definitely leads the way, but nothing, Pat, nothing great happens without a blueprint. Can't build a house, can't plan a city, can't build a business, and can't build a successful life. You need a blueprint. And we found that blueprint. We segregate people's lives into standalone little spheres of interest. We call them arenas. And by doing that, it helps people contain a negative and don't let it spill into the rest of your life. So if you have a tough job and you had a tough day, boss called you out on a couple of things, and yeah, you probably should have been. Do you go home and kick the dog? Do you not say hi to your family? A lot of people do, and a lot of athletes did. So, yeah, I coach champions, but I coach a different champion. I coach a rare human being, a true champion. That's not just a great athlete. That's just not a great businesswoman, businessman. It's a great father. It's a great brother. This is a person that's good to themselves in their own wellness, their own well-being. They're a great son. They're a great friend. They're great with their own money. That's a true champion. And our blueprint addresses all of those parts of your life. And it's real simple, but the self-discipline creates that cortisol because we put deadlines on it. Now you can move the goalpost and that happens. I want to lose 20 pounds by July. And then you realize, maybe that was a little ambitious. Maybe 10 pounds would be a little bit better. But we do something very unusual with our blueprint, Pat. We reverse engineer everything. Mm. I've even reverse engineered my whole life.
Yeah. Wow.
When I check out and I'm having my birthday party and I'll check out maybe that day or the day after, 125th birthday, you're invited. I want everybody to show up.
I'm going to be there. Jump out.
I'm going to jump. I hope so. I demand. I want you to. You're my good friend.
We're
going to
play ping pong.
But, you know, how do you, your eulogy, I've given three eulogies in my life, and I thought, what can I say in a few minutes to represent 70 years on the earth? But I realize we write our eulogy every day, and what you want people to think about you, well, you're writing it every single day. And that's the blueprint that you have. And self-discipline is the first thing we do with a client. And second, concentration, narrow your focus. You know, we have so much information coming today. We're not world-class decision makers. And of course, that's the ultimate for a parent. Turn your kid into world-class decision maker. They're only as good as what they think when you're not there. And that concentration produces glycogen. It narrows your focus. That's the C in the word score. Optimism. I mean, you got to believe and got to have faith. But
oh yeah,
I've learned believing faith's not good enough. That upsets people. What do you need? Well, you need expectancy. That's a little, I believe I can beat you in tennis. I expect to beat you in tennis. That's a different paradigm, expectancy. So with repetition of visualization, you'll gain that expectancy. And with enough of it, you'll enter the realm of knowing. Well, when that happens, endorphins, the feel-good chemical that nothing will go wrong, you'll walk around like you're 6'8", and you're only 4'8". That's the optimism part. That's the glue that holds us together. And it's the middle word of the word score. But how many of us today have so much discipline? We're anal, so much focus. We're trying, but we're out of balance. Yeah. So you need two other ingredients. They're just as important. You need relaxation. That's your breathing. Just being able to be cool and calm when, especially things don't go your way. And that produces serotonin. And then the bottom line, the end product of the whole system, S-C-O-R-E, you got to enjoy the journey. So, Pat, we're right back to where we started. Yeah. And what's the weak link in your mindset? Because we've taken the word score and replaced the word mindset. How's your mindset? How's your attitude? How's your score level? It's the same question. So we train individuals, groups. We've even trained two cities, invited everybody in the city free in a stadium. We've done that. Ashland, Kentucky, my hometown. Yeah. I did that. Bridgeview, Illinois. We did that. And everybody has a score level. Your company has a score level. The show has a score level made up of all the participants' score levels. And it's a communication language between you and you.
Yeah. And we're doing it on the 18th. And look at, so you're here we are taking this on the 18th. And, you know, talking about filling a stadium, we're going to fill the airwaves. You know, this is going to go streaming live. It's going to be looked at by people everywhere. And then we'll give people an opportunity down the road to watch it again. But this is it. This is one of these things that just keeps giving, just like you, Jim. Just keeps giving.
You know, Pat, I've coached the number one tennis player, professional, in 16 different countries. We just realized that, and that kind of blew me. When I was like, wow, okay.
Wow.
Yes, I've been to Pakistan, coaching the number one player in the 70s, Haroon Rahim. Okay, that's a whole different story of going into Karachi to train a tennis player. But score travels globally. Everybody in the world, regardless of your language, your culture, your age. We got four-year-olds using score. We have 84-year-olds using score. So it has no gender. It has no cultural background, economic, social background. Everybody on the planet, this is in our mindset, in our company, 8 billion people. Well, that's 8 billion score levels. So let's help everybody get the score balanced. And when that happens, the zone, that purposeful, calm feeling that athletes chase around the world, that feeling where nothing can go wrong. That feeling that you have with the least amount of your thoughts, that opens up psychic windows. And I'm showing people how to remote view. I just had a client remote view me. He was crazy. He visualized. I said, I've got something in my hand. And he's been working on it for 6 months. I have something in my right hand. We're not on FaceTime or anything. We're just talking on the phone. What is it? And which hand am I holding it in? I have something in my hand. Which hand and what is it? He described it to a T. I took a picture, showed it to him, and he was like, I remote view. And I go, yeah. It's available to all of us if you think yes.
That's what we're going to talk about. This is part one. Part two is going to be on the 18th. It's going to be on May 18th. And talk about remote viewing, everybody. This is the key.
I can't help it, Pat. I've got ABC. Always be coaching, Jimmy. Always be ABC.
of course. Jim Fannin, everybody. You see that sign in the background? That is his good Jim Fannin show. Jim Fannin show plays on the Dr. Pat Show Network and Transformation Talk Radio and Transformation Network. So much more to come from Jim. We're fired up and we're just getting started. Jim, thank you so much for today. Thank you.
I'm humbled to be on your show. Thank you, Dr. Pat. I love it. And I can't wait to give you a big hug in Chicago.
Yeah, boy. And I want to thank Jessica, of course, for making everything look great. And Benny, as usual, pushing all the right buttons, and especially mine. Thank you, Mr. B, for doing it. And for you all, you are the best audience, amazing on the planet. 20 years with you this year. And we are just kicking it up again. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.